Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
This podcast is sponsored by your local Hawaii Nissan dealers, HMAA, Doctors of Waikiki, and Duncan Hawaii. From Hawaii News Now, this is Breaking News.
And that breaking news, a terrifying moment for drivers on the North Shore. Boulders tumbling down a hillside and crashing onto Kamehameha Highway. Here's the jaw-dropping video. You could see the giant rocks roll down and then smash through the concrete barrier and fencing. Those boulders were actually coming down on purpose. Department of Transportation crews sent the rocks downhill during scheduled slope scaling work around 2:30 this afternoon. DOT blocked the road so no cars would be passing through at the time, but those waiting in traffic got quite a show. Now, this is right near Waimea Bay. This is also close to the same area several boulders came crashing down yesterday morning. That rock slide was not planned, and the state sent workers up to find other hazard areas. Now, Kamehameha Highway closed for over 10 hours. The DOT warned drivers recent rainstorms loosened soil. In the last 23 years, officials say there were at least four rock slides in the same area. The state installed protective fencing in 2000 and plans to extend it by about 70 feet. And we'll go back to that video from today's rockfall once again. All lanes of Kamehameha Highway are now back open. However, we want to let you know there will be intermittent closures until 7 p.m. Traffic holds will be up to 30 minutes at a time. Drive safe, everyone. In our other top story, Honolulu police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide at a Makakilo home involving an 80-year-old man and a 78-year-old woman. Our Casey Lund was first on scene and has the latest.
Yeah, we were out at that home earlier this morning and spoke with police as well as neighbors who were wondering what was going on at that home on Nohona Street. Those neighbors told me the elderly couple who lived there were friendly and they were shocked something like this happened.
Patrol officers responded just before 6 this morning when some of those neighbors called 911 because they were concerned about the couple's welfare. Officers got here shortly after and made a disturbing discovery inside that home. Lieutenant Dina Thames says investigators are still piecing together information, but at this point they don't believe any suspects are at large. She said they believe that this was a murder-suicide.
Upon their arrival, they made checks inside the home and they found two persons deceased, one a male and one a female. The male was approximately 80 years old and the female is 78 years old. Reportedly, they are husband and wife. Approximately 4 o'clock yesterday, Sunday, February 6, neighbors heard what sounded like two pops. They didn't initially think anything of it, thought it was fireworks. Today, when they were discovered, it was confirmed that they both suffered gunshot wounds, fatal gunshot wounds, and a gun was recovered in the home.
Police were able to tell us the gun they recovered was a handgun. The identity of that couple has not been released. That investigation is still ongoing today. Police are asking the public to call Crime Stoppers with any information they may have. We'll continue to update this story as we get more details into the newsroom. You can find the latest online at HawaiiNewsNow.com. Reporting in studio, I'm Casey Lund for Hawaii News Now.
Casey, thank you. A judge confirmed bail today at $1 million for Mililani attempted murder suspect Desmond Kekahuna. The 46-year-old made his initial court appearance virtually from OCCC. He's accused of intentionally driving into a woman in a Walmart parking lot last Wednesday while she was pushing her 6-month-old baby in a stroller. Witnesses say he then beat her and a Good Samaritan with a tire iron. Police say Kekahuna has no relation to the victims. He's due back in court on Wednesday. And the woman critically injured in Kekahuna's alleged attack is a mother of five. Christelle Taliulu's legs were badly hurt when she was struck. She remains hospitalized and her family says that she faces more surgeries and physical therapy. They've created a GoFundMe page to help with the recovery. We've posted a link on HawaiiNewsNow.com. The U.S. Space Force is sharing details into exactly what caused 700 gallons of diesel fuel to spill atop Haleakala. It happened at the Maui Space Force Surveillance Complex last Sunday. Space Force explained today that a lightning storm caused a power surge which damaged a float in one of its generators, ultimately causing the spill. The U.S. Space Force's Indo-Pacific commander offered an apology to the public this afternoon.
We have a solemn responsibility to protect this sacred ground upon which we have the privilege to operate. And it is a privilege, not a right. You expect more from us. And last week, we let you down. And for that, I am truly sorry.
Coming up at 5 on KHNL and KGNB, our Chelsea Davis will be live at Haleakala to explain how Space Force plans to prevent this from happening again. On Oahu, the Board of Water Supply is opposing the EPA's draft consent order to close and defuel Red Hill. The PWS says the order does nothing to ensure the Navy fixes the damage it has done to the groundwater aquifer, nor properly addresses public health impacts. It also says the draft lacks clear timelines, penalties, and public transparency. Senator Brian Schatz also wrote the EPA a letter asking the agency to include more input from Hawaii residents. Today is the deadline to submit public comments on the proposed order. Weather now, take you outside to Waimea Bay, a traffic hotspot right now as we showed you what is happening on Kamehameha Highway with the scheduled work up against the mountain. Weather-wise, what a story we have seen over the last several days. For more on that, let's turn to Chief Meteorologist Jennifer Robbins. How's it, Jen?
We had that heavy line of thunderstorms on Saturday, and things really mellowed out since then. But the trade winds are cranking up, and just a few showers coming through Windward and Mauka. Other than that, we're not seeing a whole lot. And notice the winds are going to be steady. As we march on through the seven-day forecast, it's going to get windier and windier due to an area of high pressure that's building in north of the island chain. Right now, you see some mid to high-level clouds that continues to come into the picture. As we zoom on by, we will be seeing some differences. I'll take a deeper look at that and also your surf report coming up shortly.
Thank you, Jen. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked Turkey and neighboring Syria today, killing more than 4,000 people, injuring thousands more, and toppling thousands of buildings. In Turkey alone, more than 5,600 buildings were destroyed. Molly Hunter reports.
And all of those numbers, the death toll, but also the numbers of buildings and structures, infrastructure destroyed, all of that will likely increase. Now, Turkish authorities say their focus right now is on search and rescue. We are still in that key window where search and rescue teams are looking through rubble for survivors. It is also where they're focused on for their asks from their international partners. So they are getting help across the EU, here in the UK and the US, all sending humanitarian aid as well as search and rescue teams. So we are talking boots on the grounds. We're talking medics, rescue dogs, transport aircraft. Now we have to understand that even before the earthquake in this area on the Turkish and northern Syrian border, aid groups were worried about the weather, winter conditions, freezing temperatures. On the Turkish side, you have 3.6 million Syrian refugees who live in that country more than any other country. There's no place for them to go. On the Syrian side, infrastructure was already incredibly fragile. We're talking makeshift camps and tents that aid organizations were already worried about how these people were going to survive the next couple of brutal months. In fact, one spokesman for the International Rescue Committee called it an emergency within an emergency. But tomorrow morning when the light comes up after a whole night of rescue operations, we will certainly have a better sense of the devastation. Molly Hunter, NBC News, London.
Investigations and evacuations underway in Ohio after a freight train is derailed, releasing toxic chemicals. The latest from the Midwest. Hey, Howard.
Home prices finally declined. I've got new figures for you from January. The Dow was all over the place again today before closing down 35. NASDAQ fell 1%. You're getting your news first at 4, and here's traffic.
Taking a look outside at the roadways on this Monday afternoon, H1 and Kaahumanu moving along right now, but you can see rush hour is starting to build up. Heading out to the leeward side, townbound, you're looking good until the Middle Street merge. And a reminder, tomorrow is President Biden's State of the Union address. We'll be carrying the speech live on KHNL and KGNB starting at 4 p.m. Our first evening newscast will begin at 6 p.m. on KGNB and K5. More news after the break.
Pizza.
Pizza? Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought. Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
This is Hawaii News Now.
Welcome back. Developing news out of Ohio. Several communities are under mandatory evacuation orders after a freight train derailment. Around 50 cars went off track, and there's concern of an explosion due to hazardous materials in the area. Ron Allen has the latest.
Here in Ohio, the situation with those derailed train cars is not getting any better. There are five cars in question that are containing toxic chemical. Officials are concerned about it getting into the air. Right now, they say the situation is safe, but they want to speed this process along. So they're going to do a manual release, a controlled release of this chemical, which involves starting what could be another huge fire and letting a chemical burn off. It could take anywhere from 1 to 3 hours. It's going to start in the coming hours here. And officials have been warning residents to stay away from this area. There's an evacuation zone that's at least a mile wide in radius, mostly in Ohio, but also a corner of Pennsylvania. We're very close to the border. The hope is that this process will completely de-escalate this situation and get rid of this dangerous toxic chemical. The governor of Ohio is saying this is now a matter of life and death. They are concerned about an explosion at this train if they don't do this manual release process, an explosion that could send what he called potentially deadly shrapnel flying in the air for an area of up to a mile or more. So this process will begin soon. The hope is that it will defuse the situation. But of course, the outcome of all that is unclear at this hour. Meanwhile, residents are staying out of their homes, hoping that the situation is resolved soon. Ron Allen, NBC News. Now back to you.
The U.S. Army Museum of Hawaii at Fort DeRussy reopened this morning. The museum has been closed for the past year due to air conditioning system repairs. The museum focuses on Hawaii's contributions to our nation's defense. Key exhibits highlight the Gopher Broke Nisei soldiers of the 442nd and a gallery of heroes honoring all Hawaii citizens who earned the nation's highest awards for valor. The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. More news ahead, but first, look at the stories we're working on for the next half hour.
Navy dive teams are searching for debris as the political fallout keeps growing from that suspected Chinese spy balloon the U.S. shot down over the Atlantic Ocean this weekend. I'm Alice Barr in Washington. Coming up, the latest details we're learning about the balloon and the delicate balance with the Chinese response.
Back here at home, UH researchers detect a pair of viruses threatening Hawaii's native hibiscus. The early findings. And spring football kicks off in Manoa with a big change to the playbook. The adjustments from Timmy Chang at 4:30. And just a reminder, Sunrise, our new weekend morning news, is on K5 and streaming on all of our digital platforms from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. We'll check back with you in 2 minutes.
This podcast is sponsored by your local Hawaii Nissan dealers. HMAA, we're passionate about your health. Doctors of Waikiki, Hawaii's best urgent care. And Dunkin' Hawaii. Hawaii runs on Dunkin'.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now? Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.